this is K2PEY testing.
Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Booneville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles south of the Booneville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KD2ZZ, hi Jeff.
K2PEY.
Okay, there's two to start. We'll start with K2ZZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, it's going to be a little bit warmer tonight than last night. I guess it's only supposed to be down to about 62 rather than 44 as it was this morning. But they're talking about 90-something tomorrow down here for a couple of days. Boy, I tell you, the weather around here changes from hour to hour. Anyways, not a bad day. A couple of appointments we had to take care of today, and we got another one tomorrow. So, other than that, I want to say hello to Joe. I just heard Joe check in. I knew he was up to camp. I heard him the other night, in fact. So, Joe, welcome up to Racket Lake again, and good to hear you. So, 7-3s to everybody. KA2000.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, get ready for the heat. It's not gone yet, I guess. That's all right. I'm not too crazy about the high humidity, but a little bit of stretching summer out a little bit more won't hurt my feelings. All right. Thanks, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. K2PY, Joe, good evening. What's going on up at Ragged Lake?
Okay, good evening, Jeff. Good to hear you. Good signal. Good to hear Jack in there. Great from probably Syracuse. And we're doing okay at Racket Lake. Temperature is about 56 degrees. So we had a low of 41 this morning, so that was fairly cool. But it warmed up pretty well today, around 66, 67 high temperature. Worked around camp. Then we went into Long Lake to see someone, and we ended up having supper at the Hedges in Blue Mountain Lake with some friends. So my son James is up here with me, and I think he's enjoying the activities here at camp as we're winding things down for the season. So that's our report. We'll be here another couple of nights, and then we go down to Connecticut. So that's the report from Racket Lake, Jeff. KD2AIT, this is K2PEY, Outlet Bay, Racket Lake.
Okay, Joe, sounds like you're having a great time up here, and well, have a good trip when you go out there to, I think you said Rochester there, sorry. A lot going on at the house here today. I'm trying to listen to the net and calm everybody down around here. Okay, well, thanks, Joe, and you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, it's myself. I had to work today and got to work tonight. Went down to Malco's there today and got some of their corn. They finally got another batch in and their field there, and it's got to be the sweetest corn in the county, I swear. But we got about 15 dozen of it, and we're cutting it up and getting it into the freezer, so we like to have that corn all year long. It's like cotton candy almost. And we also stewed up some tomatoes today from the garden. Although I had a late blight in my garden this year, and it destroyed probably about half the crop, which is a shame. But what are you gonna do? That's that happens some years, and especially when you don't use any kind of fungicides or pesticides like I do. You know, I don't use any. It can lead to this sometimes, but that's okay. I'd rather eat food knowing that stuff's not in it. But, all right. This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack and Joel for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone who's listening in. Back to the core, KD2 EIT clear.
Hello, John.
Are you on a different radio?
No, I'm on the regular radio now.
Okay, all right, I won't hold you up. When you were on 1-7, I heard a hum, but maybe it's only conditions. I never heard it before, but there's a hum when you're on 1-7. I was listening here and on the 7-6, and you don't have it. So, all right, thanks, Mark. WATU, clear, 7-3.
Yeah, I am aware of it, and it's being taken care of, so it just bothers that repeater, so I don't know what's going on. We're going to find out here for a while. Okay, well, 7-3, John. I got to get back to that here, so take care. It's good to talk to you there as always, and we'll catch you later. KB2KOJ, Chris. Thanks, everyone, for checking in. Do appreciate it.